in order to make sure our inner child is going to be safe, we're going to do the following exercise. And I'm going to read something, and it's something that's important for all of us to be able to include in our lives to make sure we're taking care of our inner child. So I'm going to read this, and then we're going to take a little self-check and see how we feel about that. I ask for and get what I need to be happy. So what we want to do now and see how that feels. Are we able to ask for and get what we need to be happy at work and at home, everywhere we are? Are we doing that for ourselves? And if we aren't doing that, is it because there's something that's preparing us for something bad to happen when we ask for that? Is there something that's preventing us from feeling comfortable asking for what we want and what we need in order to be happy? Well, we want to do a little self-check now to see if that's true. So I want you to imagine that you're either at work or at home talking to someone, and you're wanting to tell them what you need to be able to be happy and be yourself. To be able to stick up for your inner child, I want you to imagine that. And I want you to feel, just momentarily, feel your neck, feel your shoulders, feel your back, feel if it's tight or not. And now together, we're going to take a deep breath and exhale slowly. And I want you to relax your face, relax your head, and let go. Take another deep breath, very deep. And as you slowly exhale, drop your shoulders, relax your upper back. Take another deep breath. And as you slowly exhale this time, completely relax all over, completely let go. Let go of all tension and tightness in your body. Now let's move around a little and feel if we feel a little more limber and relaxed. If we feel a little more limber and relaxed, it could be that we're preparing for something bad when we imagine asking for what we want and what we need in order for us to be happy. What we want to do for the next week is we want to be in situations where we imagine asking for what we want and what we need to be happy, and then feel a little relaxation afterwards, take a couple deep breaths, and see if you can relax much more. If it's possible to relax a great deal more, then obviously we're preparing for something bad to happen when we ask for these things. Now, our inner child needs these, and anyone that cares about us would want us to have what we need, what we want to be happy. We need to make sure that we're doing that. So for the next week, we're going to notice, take every opportunity you can to notice how you feel in your body when you're about to ask for what you need.